Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. My goodness, it's so good to be home. Our guest that was scheduled today, we were going to be talking about rhythm and blues, the history of same, and maybe listening to some good music. But as it turned out, my guest called me just after I got down to Los Angeles, and something had come up, so we're going to have to reschedule him. So that'll be probably next month sometime, depending on how things go with him. But regardless, that makes it an open mic afternoon. So if you'd like to call in and chat with me here right at bbsradio.com, here are the telephone numbers, toll-free. You can call in at any time during the hour today because we don't have a guest. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And worldwide, this is our toll-free number for those of you that would like to call in, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And if you're a first-time listener, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. That's right. And then let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. So again, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of the wonderful people at the Conscious Life Expo. It was absolutely a wonderful experience. I met so many terrific, terrific people, interacted with, I don't know the number. It was just absolutely awesome. And it was an experience that was just richly, richly enjoyed by me and also my assistant, Elizabeth, who was working with me. And I want to thank her as well, but all the staff at the Conscious Life Expo did such a wonderful job. So, again, my hat's off to you. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to next year. Well, I had a thought that I came across. It's not a thought. It is a thought, but it's a quote by Dwight Eisenhower. In these times when there's so much anxiousness, and there was a great deal of conversation when I was interacting with so many people with concern about what was happening in our country, and I thought this would be a good way, especially since it's President's Day, to start off with a thought that we could hold in our minds and our hearts, because I think Dwight D. Eisenhower had a great deal of wisdom in the statement. To have a free, peaceful, and prosperous world, we must ever become stronger, particularly in the spiritual things. It is American belief in decency and justice and progress and the value of individual liberty, because of the rights conferred on each of us by our Creator, that will carry us through. There must be something in the heart as well as in the head. I think it is so important for us to realize that we are a total package. And when it comes to opening up the wallets, standing up for emergencies, the American public is just absolutely awesome. There have been people around the world that have been assisted because people have said, whatever I have, I'll share it. These threads, using Ike's word, decency, justice, progress, and the value of individual liberty, this really is something to be treasured. It's not necessarily something you can hold in your hand, but it is a way of life and living that enables us to enjoy the best things in life. But as with all things, you do have to earn it. It is something that just isn't handed to you. And I think too many times people forget that. They feel like they're just entitled. Then they wonder why the things suddenly aren't there anymore that used to be there. It takes mindful diligence and attention to those things that are worth standing up for. And it's just so important for us to realize that. Our forefathers weren't perfect. Nobody ever is. But a lot of people, combined with them, said, we believe in something that is better than what we've ever seen before. And America has always stood for that very thing. When I was involved with the expo this weekend, I had as neighbors, two very fine people. One, this one couple, the husband was from Pakistan, and the wife was from Morocco. And to be able to hear their stories, they became American citizens 20-plus years ago, and they talk about the differences in cultures. And the husband said to me, it's so interesting how people will have an attitude about somebody's particular way of life or style of life without consideration from the culture they come from. He said, I was born in Pakistan. I wasn't born in the United States, so I was raised a Muslim. And being raised a Muslim, he said, it was as natural to me as breathing. That was the world I was born into. He said, here, if I'd been born in the United States, who knows what I would have been associated with. He said, I might have been associated with Christianity or with some other belief system. I don't know, because I was born in Pakistan. And he said it always disturbed him when people would make issues out of something that really didn't need to be made an issue of. And he said it's so surprising to him how people will take on attitudes without taking time to ask themselves where those attitudes come from. Well, his comments to me and our conversation, very, very fine man, and again, beautiful, beautiful wife from Morocco, these are people that are so dedicated to independent enterprise. They're both entrepreneurs. And I thought, this is really something to be alert to and to be aware of, because that's what makes Americans Americans. Think of the indentured servants that came over to this country. That's right, indentured servants. They were sent over, they were taken out of the prisons of England, and they were sent over here to this country. They wanted to clean up some of the spaces in the prison. And they were set free after they had worked a certain amount of time. And I'm not going to go into all the particulars. So there were a lot of people that came to this country that were of all kinds of cultures and all kinds of backgrounds that believed that they had an opportunity, whether they came over voluntarily or not. They found that they had an opportunity here to be able to be their own person. And do you know, it's still the same way today. You have people that are coming in from different parts of the world because the American dream to them is so very special. So I think it's important on this day, on President's Day, if you have kids in the family, or maybe just in discussion, maybe dig out some of those books that you might have regarding American history. Look at some things. Go on the web. The web's a living encyclopedia that's being constantly worked on and adapted, but you will find so much information, and it's really intriguing. There are so many different facets to the making of a country, and it's fascinating to see what goes on in every single level, from the very beginning to even current times. And if you have a curiosity about it, you'll find that each and every person came into office always had a tumultuous situation to deal with. It is an amazing factor to be aware of. This is Donna Sebo. Today is going to be an open mic day. I've got all kinds of goodies that I'm going to share with you, including a love soup, a recipe, and information about a lady from China and an archaeological discovery, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and how to make friends and influence plants. But more than anything else, this is an open mic hour, and if you'd like to call in and chat, here are the telephone numbers, 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. Well, I wanted to share with you a story about an archaeological discovery. And archaeological discoveries, if they are found in complete containment, are often a view of history in the past. And it's amazing sometimes what's found, and you think, oh no, this couldn't be real. Many times we talk about legends, or we hear about legends. Remember the story about the city of Troy? That was supposed to be total fabrication, according to historians. And then it was a dream that showed that it wasn't a fabrication. Well, it was the same story, or a similar kind of a situation, about an archaeological discovery of a woman that was considered an exceptional beauty. Now, at the time she died, she was 50 years old, and she was a beauty not because she died young, but because of the things that were all about her. That's right. The first thing they discovered is that she was rather stout. Yes, they did have fat people in China at this time. She also had a very deformed back, and they know from the bone structure and examining her remains that she walked and hobbled with a stick. Now, she died about, her name was Lady Tai, she died about 150 B.C. 150 B.C. And they said they knew she was stout because she ate too much. Now, she had been buried, and when they discovered her in 1971, it was phenomenal. They could hardly believe their eyes. Now, this was a title that was given to the wife of the Prime Minister. It was the Marchioness of Tai. That's who she was. She was the wife of the Prime Minister to the Prince Shangsha in the Hunan district of central China. Now, she had died more than 2,000 years before, and they found, just like people today, that she had hardening of the arteries and probably died of heart failure brought on by colic. Interesting observation. They said when they examined the stomach, they weren't surprised she had colic because in her stomach there were 138 melon seeds. No wonder she was stout. It was sort of like a Lay's potato chip. You just couldn't have one. Well, what happened is that the funeral, when she died, because of her status, they said the items they found in her tomb rivaled that of Tutankhamun. That's right. They said how they found this tomb, what some workmen were digging a foundation for a new hospital, and they find this grave, and inside the grave, they find a hexagonal wooden coffin. It had been insulated by a thick charcoal jacket and was hermetically sealed so efficiently that with the china clay that the body inside was perfectly preserved. Now, she was swathed in 20 silken cloaks and wraps, and inside the tomb, it was just absolutely lavish with items that were so very, very wealthy and rich that you know that her status was just incredible. They had plates of meat and fish and fruit, jars of wine. There were even remnants of beef soup. They have found bowls and boxes and jars, all kinds of magnificent lacquered items that only the Chinese could produce, and her wardrobe for the afterlife, that's right, this all was to go with her, just like the pharaohs in Egypt. They were doing the same kind of burials in China. So for her afterlife, there was a patterned silk gown, skirts, they said the material was so light and so delicate. They described it as being gossamer in substance. There were socks, slippers, coats, combs. Everything had been perfectly wrapped in perfumed sachets. And every single item in the tomb was carefully checked and was even inventoried. They did inventories on 312 slips of bamboo. What interested the archaeologists the most were the silks, because Lady Tai had lived during a period when China's fame as the land of silk was unprecedented. I mean, anywhere and everywhere, whether it was trade of the known world, that is what the famous silk route across the Hindu Kush and Samarkand to the markets of the Roman Empire were all about. Now, this was found near Hunan, China, and they found this tomb of this woman were the finest specimens ever discovered. They found more than 50 rolls of this phenomenal silk. They had stored them in basket weave boxes, and because the environment of the tomb was so dry, they were perfectly preserved. Now, one of the most exciting relics that they found was a silk banner. It had preceded the funeral entourage, and it had been painted with scenes of what their religious belief systems were. It was of a heavenly world and the underworld, and in the center was a picture of this woman herself. Now, at this time, when this funeral was done, the tradition of slaughtering servants, remember with the tombs in Egypt, they often would find people that had been buried alive with them. Well, by the time this lady died, that no longer was the case. However, there were 162 wooden figurines of maids and other members of her household, including musicians, who were provided with a 25-string zither and bamboo flutes. Fascinating. But I'll tell you what. In 1971, Mao was still in charge, and the government of the People's Democratic Republic of China were not very pleased with the discovery of the archaeologists, because an official at that time said, "The fact that the lady's husband used so much labor and wealth for the burial of his wife shows how brutally the feudal ruling class oppressed and exploited the laboring people." During that time of the Mao reign, so much of the heritage of China really was destroyed. I knew many people that had escaped or had managed to get out of China while that group ruled. They just thought I'd share that little bit of history with you. They never know what they're going to find. And that's another aspect about history. When we're able to learn about some cultures, just like the Chinese culture, stop and think of the sophistication that they had. But they went through their cycle, too, where they went backwards for a little bit of time. And now they're trying to do catch-up. This is Donna Siebel. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756. All I need from you is your first name or initial, and I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. I want to tell those of you who have been sending me emails that I was so busy with the activities at the expo, I'm sorry I've not been able to respond. I'll be getting to them as quickly as possible. But I did have some material that I received that I was able to print out and have handy, and I thought I would share some of it with you because I really, really want to say thank you, first of all, for your taking time to send me these wonderful stories and these jokes or whatever else that we might have. It's just a delight to be able to have it because it's so much fun to be able to read it and to make, just to share it, not make anything, just to share it with you because I think that's a good thing. Oh, by the way, I've got some good information on how to look for a job, and I want to share some of those details with you, too. So we'll be going through a little bit of that as well. I thought this was cute. It sounds like something my husband would cut up. There's a comedian, Wendell Potter. He said, "I'm not into exercising. Yesterday my wife said, let's walk around the block. My response was, why? We're already here." Wendell apparently has about as much enthusiasm for exercising as my husband does, and I just couldn't pass that one up. I really think it's so important for us to realize that determination is a big factor in life. Very few times do we find that life goes in a straight line. You heard me probably say this so many times on the air, but I really, really think that there are stories over and over again we hear about people surmounting challenges, and I just love them because they're very inspiring to me, and I know that they're inspiring to you as well. And Maurice Richard, this is a man who has passed away, but his story, I think, was just really very, very special. He said he was like a dog with a bone when it came to pursuing his dream of playing hockey. Maurice knew when he was quite young what he wanted to do with his life. Now, when he was young, he went through a lot of difficult times. He had a lot of accidents, a lot of physical injuries. However, hockey was his passion. And ultimately, even with all of these things that went on when he was quite young, He went on to play with the Montreal Canadiens. Now, he was labeled a frail player. Isn't it fascinating how we'll dub people with labels? Well, because he had gone through so much physical disability, if you will, because of various injuries when he was younger, he just got this stuck to him, and he said not only was that a challenge, but he was also challenged because the people that were on the team around him would always put him down. They just would constantly criticize it. Now, the one person that didn't was his wife. His passion for the sport, regardless of all the injuries he'd gone through, ended up making him one of the top hockey players of all time. He had a record-breaking career for over 20 years. And the story about Maurice is so significant because if you look at what you really want and you're there and you're committed to it and you're just like a dog with a bone, you're sort of going to clench your teeth and hang on to it, and you're determined that you're going to make it. And no matter what the criticism is, no matter what happens, you're not going to let anybody else set your own standard. And lots of times, life seems to go against you. Have you ever had moments where you just say, oh, it's so dark, can't possibly be light at the end of this tunnel. Nobody even put in the wiring. It's just dark, that's all I know. Well, somewhere along the line, determination has to come in there where you're going to do it inch by inch. Just like the little inchworm. You're going to do that. Health challenges, anybody can have it. Fears, anybody can have them. Doubts, who doesn't have them? We all have those doubts. Sometimes those people that are closest to us will give us the greatest amount of difficulty because they're stuck in their stuff. And you have to stand up to that. So when things come up and you have these challenges, somewhere have something that's a visual for you that reminds you of what it is that you want to go after. What it is that means so much to you that when you do it, every time you think about it, it just gives you that golden glow inside and you say, this is me, this is who I am. You just keep going. You don't let anybody stop you. Being determined is important. Part of what goes along with determination, though, is being open to receive new ideas so that you can expand your capacity to accept opportunity when it's there. It is really a challenge to be able to do that. It's not an easy thing for a lot of people to do. And you've got to be willing, and I say got to because I really mean it, you've got to let go of limited paradigms, thoughts that will say, should, ought to, such as, be realistic, don't make big goals for yourself, it's childish. You really need to pay attention to the commitment that you have and understand it may show up on your doorstep of life in a form that you never would have imagined. So you really need to investigate yourself, look at what moves your heart and your mind. You need to challenge yourself. That's a wonderful thing. I've encountered people who will say, I just want to be comfortable. Well, what's comfortable? Well, just doing, you know, having a little this or having a little bit of that. And I said, well, isn't that where you are? Well, yes, but it's not what I want. And so we go in a vision circle. You need to be able to ask yourself questions. Why is it I'm dissatisfied? If I have basically everything I need, if I have food, I have shelter, I have transportation, I have an income, I have various things, I know I have all the basics, ask yourself what it is that is spurring you on to reach for something new, and you'll find it's that part of yourself that's wanting to expand, that part of yourself that's wanting to grow, reach for something different, exploring new paths. You're not meant to be an old fossil, petrified by the time that you're 34, 45, 54, 65, 95. I think Jack LaLanne is one of the most inspiring people you can ever be around. This man's 95. And he's still got objectives in front of him. And every day he gets up and he gives, you know, just a tremendous amount of appreciation. He's grateful for his life. That's just been his whole attitude about life. And he's still inspiring people at 95. And he does it because it means something to him. Well, you can do the same thing for yourself. Don't be afraid of new paths. And don't be afraid to dream. Be thoughtful about how you want to explore new paths. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? It is so important for us to do that. I just am so grateful for Bob sending this to me, because I really think that when you can understand, there is this marvelous, marvelous opportunity for you in life. You haven't been born for the purpose of just being mediocre or for just existing. Now, you may opt to live that way. That's your choice. But there are so many opportunities, so many different avenues. I don't care if 10,000 people are involved in working in health. You may come up with something different. There's all kinds of modalities when it comes to mind skills. Does that mean you shouldn't explore your own potential and capabilities? No. You never know what's going to push your button and enable you to come up with an invention that's going to make this world a much better place. We're hearing about all of the difficulties, old industries that are collapsing. We're seeing things change at such a rate. This is opportunity. Don't cry in your mental beer. Don't do that. Say, all right, if this isn't going to be around anymore, how can I shift? How can I take the skills that I have and put them to use? Let me give you an example. This past weekend, I was talking to someone whose husband is a plumber, and he has always worked for other people. This is a man that knows the insides and ups, downs, curves, bins, whatever you want to call them, about plumbing that most people wouldn't even have a clue about. He can go into any building, he can figure things out, he knows how to repair things, if things need to be adjusted, he can do it. This individual does not have confidence in himself. So when I was talking to the person that was telling me about him, I said, you know what? If they wanted to, they could be a handyman. They're making good money. People need people that are going to be talented, that can do things like this. Because lots of times, they don't like working with the major service centers for some big companies because it takes them so long to get help. I said, he would be so busy. He would have so much going on. He wouldn't have time to complain about anything. The comment was that this gentleman didn't believe, because of his age, he's in his 60s, that this is something that would be worth doing. Nobody's going to want him to work for them. He's stuck in a paradigm. Why is he stuck in the paradigm? It's because his belief system was entrenched from a long time ago, and he hasn't figured out. He doesn't have to stay there. He's found what he calls his comfort zone, but he's not happy with the comfort of what isn't working. So for you in your life, I can just tell you, after being involved in an event where there were hundreds of people, each and every one of them demonstrating different products, different services from all around the world, it's a demonstration to me of the uniqueness of the human capability and diversity that makes life rich and full. It's when we forget that we're capable of that that we get in trouble. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. This is an open mic day. My guest for the day was not able to make it. We're going to be rescheduling him. We would have been talking about rhythm and blues and maybe listening to some real good music, but that's okay. We're instead got the phone lines open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how you can find a job if you're out there looking for one. Also, chicken soup for the soul? No, not chicken soup necessarily. We got another kind of soup. It's called love soup. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTab Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. On this President's Day, I hope you are thoroughly enjoying your day off wherever you are, and that you are with me today. I'm just so grateful for that. I told you I had a recipe for a love soup. Yes, And I, when this story came to my attention, I just absolutely thought it had to be passed along. I know Valentine's Day was last Saturday, but I wasn't able to share it with you then, so why not share it with you today? This is a soup that can be fixed at any time. And Christy Trandall is the lady. This is a story about her family, and I just thought it was fabulous. She had a need to make a double recipe of love soup. Now, her family has this tradition, and it was actually set up by her mother. Her mother had this recipe that she gave to all of her kids. And when they had their children, she passed out these recipes cards that said, Grandma's Love Soup. Well, on this particular day, Christy said to the family, we've got to do a double recipe of Grandma's Love Soup. Well, the kids just absolutely get excited because they all get involved. And on the recipe card, these words are written, double the recipe, double the love. And this is the recipe. 3 pounds of ground beef, 6 cans of stewed tomatoes, chicken broth. Then you have to add the vegetables. So she gave each of the kids the assignment of chopping the carrots, celery, and whatever else they wanted to do. The kids were all assigned the job of fixing the meat, you know, cooking it, browning it. Everybody in the family got involved in making Grandma's Love Soup. And the story behind this is that for over 20 years, her mother had been making this love soup. And it was labeled that because there had been many years where there had been tough times for members of family or different friends that her mother had known. And so she would make this soup with intention. Intention. She would make the soup, and if anyone was in trouble, if there was an elderly person that maybe had been left alone, maybe their spouse died, or there was anyone that needed to know that they were loved and appreciated, her mother always had this recipe that she would make up, adapting it with whatever was available at the time. When she was growing up, Christy said, the love soup, as it had been titled, meant a lot to her because she knew whenever she was served that soup that her mom had fixed it and there was a lot of love intention that had been put up into that. She said when she broke up with her boyfriend, when she was young, she said her mom's love soup just really had a lot to do with her getting over that. She said when she got married and had her babies, she said her mom would bring over the love soup and she could rest. The family would eat well, and mom's soup just became legendary. And the recipe card over the years just became all stained and really well seasoned with splatters from the recipe being made. She said, now she's my kids and I cook together on a mission. Every time we get this love soup going, everybody gets involved. And she said, we'll just put it on early in the morning and let it simmer, and then we make sure if we put in certain kinds of meats that we skim it, if there's fat that rises to the top. And she said, then we put it into special containers that we've chosen after it's cooled down, and we put it in a bag, and if there's a need for a family or anything special, then maybe we'll even put in a salad and, you know, a little bit of bread. She said, just the way my mom used to do it. She said, we have a tradition that we just love as a family. And sometimes we do it for ourselves as a family. Maybe we'll put it in the freezer just so we can always have something available for our love soup emergency. Now, at one time, all the kids got together when she had said, we're all going to have to get together and fix this love soup. Well, one of Christy's younger children asked her, who's the love soup for? What's this emergency, Mom? Who's this all for? So she said, it's a surprise. Well, the kids were just so excited because they're all involved in making it, and they say, oh, this is the best soup ever. Whoever this is going to, they just are never going to have anything as good as this. And, of course, she would tell the kids, visualize all this love going into the soup. Just Hold that in your mind. Just think about that with everything that you're doing. Well, she packed up the kids, put them in the car after everything had been done, packed up salad and bread and a dessert, and everything was in the car in boxes to take to whoever they were going to go visit. The kids were all excited because, after all, they had been a part of making this wonderful love soup. And as she's driving up to the house, all the kids realize they're heading over to Grandma's. That's where they're taking their love soup. They had a fabulous day. And she told her mom, she said, "Mom, this is so much fun because the kids just had the greatest time putting this together, and they didn't know until we got close to your home where they were going. And so this really made it very special for them." And her mother said, "Now, do you have enough? You brought over all this stuff. We've all eaten them. You know how hungry these kids are." She said, "Ah, don't worry, Mom. We got plenty of love soup at home." And I thought, that is a tradition for a family. Isn't that a great thing to do? What if you have a love soup recipe that maybe you want to pass along? I think it'd be a great thing to do. If you have a church or an organization you belong to, why not make up your special batch of love soup, put a cute little card or a little display with it, and just know that that's going to really bless and make everybody's tummy happy. And they're going to feel so good after they have that. You know, this is still cold weather for a lot of people, and that is something that really warms the heart. I can remember years ago, someone said that they had gone over to a woman's home. She had become incapacitated because of an accident, and they wanted to be able to cook up some of the recipes, and she had been taken to the hospital, and they were going to be bringing her home pretty soon. So this person said, "I wanted to do something special." And I tried to, I thought, nobody knew what to do, and so I happened to spy this row of recipe books, and I started flipping through them. And as I was flipping through these recipe books, I noticed some pages that were really pretty messy. So she said, I looked at it and said, "Okay, I'll try that recipe." And lo and behold, everything that she fixed came from the messy pages. And when she had all of this stuff prepared so that this woman could have all of these things available to her, and she called her up later and told her where everything was, and she said, "I want you to know that you don't have to worry about anything because all this is prepared." The woman said, "You fixed what?" And she gave her a list of the things that she fixed. She said, "How did you know those were the favorite things for me and my family? How did you know that?" And she just laughed. She said, "Well, I went through all your cookbooks, and the messiest pages were where I found everything I needed." So just a trick, just a tip. A trick and a tip. If you find that you have a member of your family who's a really good cook and you are given the opportunity maybe to collect some recipes or they have some favorite recipe books, look for those pages. Maybe you have the smudges that are a little bit messy, because you'll find those pages are the pages that are so well used that they let you know what was really most successful in that cook's home. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in a minute. Telephone number to call into if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight is 877-876-5227. Also, 888-815-9756. Now, all I need is your first name or initial, and then after that, hey, you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Corrine Mogenis and Patricia Reyna. We're going to be talking about medical tips from the inside. What does this mean? We're going to be talking with a medical attorney, and we're also going to be talking with a nurse. These are two women that decided that they wanted to educate the public about their rights and the health industry. Also, we're going to be talking with Paul Brest about philanthropy. That is going to be money well spent. This is a man who's giving the inside straight on philanthropy and why people do it, but also the best way to do it. In today's world, so many times we hear that donations are down. Well, again, the American public is very generous, and often they will support a lot of things. But when tough times are tough and getting tougher, then you're going to find that people maybe are a little conservative. So you want to be sure that wherever you're putting your money, your dollars, whatever you're donating it, you know that it's going in the right place. Then we're going to be talking with David Gibson, who is a BBS talk show host. We're going to be talking about sound therapy, techniques, technology, and the various therapies that sound can be applied to. And then if you're fascinated with dreams, we're going to be talking with Denise But Eddie, Friday, Dream Guider. This is also going to be about helping children with dreams as well. Donna Sebo here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I had said I'd give you some information about finding a job, and I will do that in just a minute because I think that's important. I met many people when I was down in Los Angeles whose companies have been cutting back, and they are in the throes of adapting to the changes that have come into their life because of being laid off and watching a lot of the changes that are evolving in the current environment that we have. But before I do that, I wanted to chat a little bit about gardening. And this is something, we're coming into spring, it's just around the corner, and there are just some tips that I think are really handy to have. I don't know if you're a person that likes to garden with flowers or if you like to grow your own herbs, but there's a delightful lady in England, a Duncan Crosby, and she has so many wonderful suggestions, and I just thought I'd share a couple of these tips with you today. I had no idea that marigolds were a plant that were so useful in a garden. Now, they're so pretty, and they're colorful, and they're cheerful. Now, it used to be, apparently, and especially in England, when all cottage-type gardens used to have them growing everywhere. They would be in, you know, in borders. They were just really something that everybody wanted in their gardens. But there was a reason for this, and it wasn't just because they were so hardy. Most garden pests hate them, and I didn't know anything about that. Why? Because the roots of the marigolds have excretions that are just very distasteful to most garden pests, and they also exude an aroma that is not particularly fragrant, and it kills earworms and all other kinds of little critters in the soil. Now, there are different type of marigolds. There's French African and Mexican marigolds. They especially are very good at doing this. And if you have ground elder in your soil, you'll find that it really controls it. They don't like it. All vegetables and flowers welcome marigolds growing among them. Potatoes, tomatoes, peas, different types of flowers, roses even, benefit from marigolds being planted around them. So I just thought I would pass that little tidbit along to you. Not only can you have a very, very colorful garden, but those marigolds will just absolutely do wonderful things. Who knew? Learn something new every day. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Well, I came across some material here regarding jobs. And they said, warning signs, when you start hearing certain phrases, be aware. Something's changing, and it's going to be changing fast. Companies are saying these types of phrases instead of using the word firing people or laying them off. We are going to have a restructuring plan, restructuring program, company-wide restructuring plan that includes staffing reductions in all divisions, planned reduction, headcount reduction, reduction in force, reducing our current employee total, global workforce, reduction and alignment, repositioning, aligning operations and resources worldwide, consolidating operations, downsizing, right-sizing, smart-sizing. And according to a Stanford management professor, Robert I. Sutton, he said the term off-boarded, rebalancing the level of human capital, we've decided to go in another direction. Well, I don't think it takes too much to figure out what those phrases mean. And when you hear them, and we're hearing them frequently today, then you say, well, you don't know if your job's going to be around. And a lot of us are aware of how many jobs have been sent to foreign shores, and they're expecting in the next 6 years that it's going to be even more. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and Forrester Research, these are the positions that are most likely to be outsourced. The technical jobs that depend on low-skill labor can be broken down into segments and don't require collaboration, like getting information into and out of databases. And they're referring to like call centers, information technology support. We've all had to deal with that. I know I have, where you end up talking to somebody in India and you wish you were talking to someone here. Jobs that require staffers to show up and work alongsiders are less susceptible to outsourcing. And something that I became aware of that has been coming more and more to my attention is that many companies are realizing that having people-to-people contact, that having that is very important. A lot of businesses, when they have tried to reduce the interaction with people on a personal level, they are suffering from it in a big way, regardless of all of the things that are going on with the Internet. Jobs requiring more creativity and decision-making are not necessarily safe. There's an online newspaper, and it's out of California, Pasadena Now, is hiring workers in India to cover the local news. A little bit odd? Well, this is how they do it. The reporters send their notes and background information to India, where six writers will crank out copy. Some companies are even outsourcing areas like drug development and market research. Well, I don't think that's a big surprise. However, they said there is a positive side to this. The offshore projects will always need on-site managers. Now, if you're putting together a resume, you need to be aware how to do it. And resumes are being looked at differently than they were in the past. So you might want to look at having a career coach. And these are people that can assist you in putting things together to suit the world today. And this can save you a lot of time in some instances. And I've known more than one person that has done this because competition for jobs is so stiff. And they can help you get yourself so efficiently organized. It'll take you 2 minutes to pitch what you have to say. And there's a lot of information you can check out if you're looking for assistance in that. Go to the web, or you can get books. But a coach can often help you apply information to the situation and work with you to create a particular brand for yourself. But you need to check their credentials, and you need to check the bio and client information. And be sure you contact people that have worked with them before. Now, this is important information. There is no certification or qualifications for career coaching. There is the Career Management Alliance and Career Directors International that have directories, and you can go to careermanagementalliance.com and careerdirectors.com. They all have directories, but the best way to find a career coach is through word of mouth. And they do have fees, so you have to find out about that too. Well, this is Donna Sebo. We're going to be here, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Have a wonderful day. Remember, always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Take care. Enjoy your life. You're blessed beyond your, well, what maybe you're able even to realize. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.